Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, in 2021, when several other stock shows were closing their doors, Oklahoma was gearing up to create one of the biggest shows around, Cattlemen's Congress. The chairman of the board of Cattlemen's Congress, Gerald Callahan, says a year ago he couldn't have imagined the success it would be.
Well, you know, a year ago we found out several shows were canceling, the National, Western, and Fort Worth. A group of us contacted Tyler and the staff at the OYE and the fairgrounds to see what dates were available, and everybody pitched in and worked hard. In a matter of about 60 days, we stood this show up, and everybody that came loved it pretty much, and so they asked us if we'd have it again, and so we fast forward to this year. The turnout's been awesome.
Breeders from near and far have expressed how much they like Cattlemen's Congress over the National Western, and Callahan said they do their best to welcome them when they get to town.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, Oklahoma City is very welcoming, and they want to have the event here. The accessibility, you know, I-35, I-40, I-44 run into Oklahoma City. The motels, the restaurants are affordable. They're glad to have people here. This is a big facility. It's been nice to be able to work with the state fairgrounds because this is one of the larger facilities. That's why there's so many horse shows and other venues here, events here. And so we felt lucky that we had an opportunity here to book it at this time of year. And, of course, Oklahoma is a welcoming place. They love livestock. You know, if you take Oklahoma and Texas combined, it's about 24% of the national beef cow herd in the United States. So we're close to the cattle, and Oklahoma is kind of a crossroads for the cattle industry. And so we feel like it's somewhere that cattle people want to come and cattle people want to have sales and show their cattle.
There's only a handful of shows of this caliber held a few times a year. And Callahan said it's very important for breeders to get to showcase their cattle.
Well, you know, you got to get out. And, you know, everybody is trying to make improvements. So they want to look and see how their livestock stacks up and competes. And then they want an opportunity to invest in and purchase bulls, females that will help their own herds at home. And so the exhibition of cattle is something that's been going on for a long time. And I think it's something that will continue for a long time, because everybody's trying to make genetic improvement in their herd. No matter what their goal is, they're trying to improve their herd. And so the way that you do that is by finding genetics to add. You seeing how your genetics and what your cattle look like and how they stack up against the competition. And then I think as this thing goes on and grows, you'll see a bigger and bigger commercial context to it, and we'll see more and more commercial cattlemen come in.
Cattlemen's Congress will be going on at the fairgrounds throughout next weekend, January the 15th. For a complete schedule of vendors and events, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.